Environmentalists, tribal leaders, and others are blasting the Newsom administration's plans to build a Delta tunnel to divert water from the Bay Delta to Southern California. They held a news conference at the state capitol last week to make their case. Melissa Tayaba is vice chair of the Shingle Springs Band of Miwok Indians.
My tribe and many others throughout the Delta region are opposed to the Delta Conveyance Project, which would cause irreparable harm to our ecocultural landscapes the Delta contains, along with sacred sites and the resting places of ancestors. Plowing a tunnel through the largest estuary on the west coast, our ancestral homelands, would be devastating to tribal communities and to who we are as Californians, First Peoples of the region.
Ashley Overhouse, with the group Defenders of Wildlife, says a Delta tunnel would have a negative impact on species, the Delta, and what's left of Central Valley wetlands.
The Delta Conveyance Project, as currently designed, would be an environmental disaster for the Bay Delta estuary, devastating an ecosystem already in crisis due to an overallocated water system, decades of outdated water quality standards, and political greed. Instead of investing so much energy into destroying this special place, our state leaders should be on an accelerated path to save it.
The activists say the estimated cost of the tunnel has ballooned from $20 billion to now $60 to $100 billion. In the last budget negotiations, Governor Newsom had proposed changes to environmental laws and other measures to speed up tunnel construction. The activists say those proposals will be brought back in the next legislative session this fall, and they're calling on Californians and lawmakers to oppose those changes. Keiko Mertz is policy director with Friends of the River.
We're calling on the legislature to hold the line. Californians believe in protecting our environment, not handing out blank checks to special interests. We deserve transparent, science-based decisions, not shortcuts that benefit the few at the expense of our rivers, communities, and futures.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.